He's live from his mother's basement in Los Angeles, our 400-pound celebrity insider and entertainment lawyer. It's NT Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
NT!
Hola, hola, hola.
Oh, hola, man.
Hola, senor.
How are you, NT?
Back from vacation. I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Did you have
back
a vacation?
From vacation, you're alive?
Did you have a vacation, too? You sound like you just got back from one.
Oh, I never vacation.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad. Never. I'm sorry.
I just work too much.
Let's kick things off on a light, happy note. The Bennifer wedding actually happened.
Yay! Nobody cares.
Well, and it's funny how she just kind of went to a chapel because she knew that if she didn't make him do it right away, he'd flake out on it.
You know, this is one of the greatest love stories of all time, isn't it? You know, I actually think this is what I think. I think that they belong together. I think that it's a happily ever after. I think that they should have probably stayed together before,
mm-hmm.
other than the fact that she almost bankrupted him at that point
right.
in his life. And the fact that he had a thing for strippers and escorts.
You know, you mean all that mall rats money didn't really afford him the lifestyle that she wanted?
It did not. I mean, but... And then they hooked up while they're each with respective partners over the years. And it's something that needed to be. It's interesting that it happened in Las Vegas because of the fact that while they were dating back in the day, you know, they spent a lot of time in Las Vegas because he's quite the gambler.
Right.
And quite the drinker. And when she would come into town, she would... He had this habit. The dealers loved him because he would tip huge. He would tip like 10 grand or 15 grand if he had a good day. And she would take that money back and just say, no, you can only tip them like $200. And then say things like, because you need to buy my mom a car or something like that. And also, when she wasn't there and he was in Vegas, you know, he'd be hooking up with waitresses and stuff. And she'd often catch him. My theory is this. That when he got caught in Vancouver with the stripper / escort, mm-hmm. that she didn't break up with him. I honestly think that perhaps he broke up with her because of the fact that he was like, you know, I like doing my own thing. You're always on me about all this kind of stuff. And he broke up with her because of the fact that over the years, she always wanted to be with him. She always said, oh, you know, this and this and this. I think that maybe he broke up with her. Just like, I just want to do me.
Let me ask you something, NT. Would you say that J-Lo is probably difficult to live with?
Yeah. What is she on, like, husband number 9?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I thought she was just Jenny from the block. Don't be fooled by the rocks that she got.
Look, anytime you see a picture, most of the time when you see a paparazzi picture of Jennifer Lopez at this point, it's her getting out of the passenger seat of a Bentley as she's about to walk into her gym. It's perfectly organized,
yeah.
Carefully choreographed, what she's wearing, and it's always the same photographer, by the way. Look at the credit. And it's just, you know, everything is just manipulative. And I can't go back. She was on a show that was very popular with Ray Liotta, RIP. And she just said, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. So I'm just leaving the show. It could have been renewed. All of you guys, the cast and the crew, you could have had jobs and salaries and all that kind of stuff. But I don't want to do it.
Mm.
So screw all of you. I'm leaving the show. And good luck finding a new job.
Oof.
We're talking to our celebrity insider, NT Lawyer. Question I have for you is there anything that could happen within their relationship that would make people actually care? Because you keep saying to us, oh, nobody cares, nobody cares. You know, their relationship doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cares. Is there anything that could change that?
No. Because nobody in Gen Z knows Jennifer Lopez or Ben Affleck. Nobody. The millennials are, you know, she had the one movie on Netflix with Owen Wilson, which was an awful movie. And Owen Wilson refused to do any press for it or anything. Nobody knows who she is. Why do they know Jenny from the Block? Do you guys play Jenny from the Block?
We do, actually.
Sometimes, yeah.
Not a lot, but sometimes.
Sometimes, right? But not a lot. It's, and you guys probably call it an oldie.
Yeah,
because
it's a
honestly,
throwback.
It is old.
We call it throwbacks.
It's a throwback.
Throwbacks.
Yeah. Throwbacks. So, you know, Gen Z doesn't care. It's a different world. You know, this was something that literally happened to me yesterday. I was in a grocery store, and it was the longest line on the face of the planet. And I went and I looked at People magazine, and I went and looked at Us magazine. Us magazine was 48 pages long, which sounds like a lot. But I touched it, and it felt like it was 2 pages long. People magazine is about to go away from print and only going to digital. It was the same size or smaller. It was basically the smallest size that you can have. It felt like, you guys, why are you even bothering at this point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Lopez comes from a time when, say, 15 years ago, if she had got married, People magazine would have paid her $1 million for the exclusive.
Right. Yes.
To have it on the cover of their magazine. That's where she's thinking. That's where her mindset is. That's when Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt got paid multiple millions of dollars to have pictures of their kids on the front, which they said that they gave to charity. I still have questions about that. But still, they said that they, you know, they did get paid millions. It was, and Jennifer Lopez comes from that time, and she went to People magazine. Hey, how much are you guys going to pay me for the exclusive that we got married and everything? People goes, nothing. Sorry. $0 and 0 cents. You know, we'd love to have the exclusive, but $0. And, you know, so she goes, all right.
Is that devastating to someone like her?
I think it is. I mean, because of that fact that, oh, I'm just, People magazine is very happy to have the story and put her on the cover or whatever.
Yeah.
But who's reading it? The cover of I think Us Weekly was Cameron Diaz, you know, new mom at 50. Okay,
right.
Fine. You know, but again, Gen Z or even the millennials, they go, who's Cameron Diaz? When's the last time Cameron Diaz made a movie?
It's so funny for me to think that there's a whole generation of people who have no idea who she is.
Yeah, but what have they seen her in? But Cameron Diaz has been retired for a decade. You know, she's married to a cuck and Benji Madden. And, you know, it's... nobody knows who she is. I know who she is. I think that, you know, people, millennials probably still have a very good idea of who she is, but it takes, there's something about Mary was how many years ago, 20 years ago?
Man, that was such a great film. That was actually,
it was.
We're coming up on 30 years, aren't we?
30 years. Okay, fine.
Close.
30 years. You know, and the sad thing about that is, think about that movie actually rejuvenated Matt Dillon's career. And there was like, Matt Dillon, who the hell's Matt Dillon? But Matt Dillon was a thing 40 years ago, and then he disappeared, and, you know, there's something about Mary rejuvenated his career. Everybody's like, Matt Dillon? I know a Kevin Dillon. Wasn't he on that show about, you know, the actor or whatever? So, you know, it's just...
I do. Yeah, that's so funny you say that, Auntie, because when Something About Mary came out, I was telling my dad about it. I'm like, Matt Dillon's in it. And he said the same thing. He goes, Matt Dillon? Like he watched Matt Dillon when he was a kid or younger,
yeah,
and was surprised that Matt Dillon was in something. It was a very strange interaction.
So it was shocking. And here's the editors have not figured out, well, I think that they think that the only people who are buying the magazines, and they may be right because they're probably doing studies, are people who are millennials and Gen X. So they say, okay, let's put, you know, Cameron Diaz on the cover. Let's put Jennifer Aniston on the cover. Let's put Jennifer Lopez on the cover.
Right.
But at the same time, everybody's got a phone.
Producer Melissa?
Yeah, you know what, Auntie, I was visiting my mother-in-law last week, and she she gets People magazine in the mail, and she's in her 60s, so...
So she's one of three people who get it in the mail.
Yeah.
She is going to be so disappointed, but People magazine is going to go to all digital. What month are we in? July?
July
by
yeah.
the end of the year, I bet. by the end of the year, I bet you People Magazine goes all digital, and she's going to go, wait, I don't get it in the mail anymore. I got to go look at my phone. But she will.
Yeah.
Because your mother-in-law, even though she's 60 and gets it, I bet she scrolls through her phone all day.
Britney Spears, anti-lawyer, our world-famous celebrity insider. This is something that you've watched for years, and it just keeps developing and developing. What do you think of the prenup?
I think that, you know, she's essentially buying him. I mean, it's no different than you know, the relationship they have now where she pays for everything and Sam just kind of goes, yeah. Here's my question to you. Let me ask you this, Ed.
Yeah.
As a married man, as somebody who spends a lot of time with producer Melissa, do you know, you guys have separate cars, by the way?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
You do. Do you know how much gas is in Melissa's car at any given time? Does she mention it? Do you guys talk about it? Oh, I'm almost out of gas. I got to stop by the gas station. Is that ever a thought, a conversation?
No, only when she needs gas.
She needs gas. Right? So how is it that in this newlywed relationship that Brittany is out in the middle of a highway at night, late at night, and runs out of gas in a potentially dangerous situation?
Oh, yes. I remember hearing about that. So how does that happen?
How does Brittany, and by the way, it's the 101. If everybody's not familiar with the 101, it is generally, unless you're in far northern California, like in Eureka or something, it is generally a three-lane highway both ways.
Yeah. Right.
Okay?
And it's busy.
And she, Brittany, is stalled out in the middle of the three lanes late at night, runs out of gas. First of all, it seems like poor planning that she didn't get over to the right lane, whatever.
Yeah.
But why is she by herself? Where is she coming from late at night? How come Sam's not there? Sam does eventually come pick her up when Brittany's in the backseat of somebody else's car. The police are called and all this kind of stuff. It seems to me that he's not paying very close attention to his investment.
Okay.
That this is not going to last long.
Oh.
Well, because now he's got her married.
Yeah.
He's just like, you know, give me a credit card. I'm just going to do what I want. Yeah, we're going to get divorced eventually, but I've got my prenup and I'm going to get $1 million a year for every year we've been married, or a couple of $1 million every year that we've been married. And that's way more money than I would have ever made in my lifetime being a quote unquote model or some actor with one line in a movie, you know? So, and if you had ended up dead on the highway, I probably would have got more. So, you know, because I'm shocked that nobody was injured in this.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it seems odd, the whole thing where she would be out in the middle of the night, not the middle of the night, late at night, runs out of gas. Where was she going? Was she not talking? It's just super strange.
And in the prenup, it says that the house that they purchased together is in an LLC, and I have no idea what that means.
Well, I think I told you guys this before, probably, is that she was in a house before they got married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And since she was in a house before they got married, he wouldn't have been entitled to anything. The way it works is generally, you know, let's say you get married to somebody and they have a house and you move in, and let's say you start paying 50% of the mortgage and you help with the maintenance and stuff like that. You're entitled when you get divorced to get the money that you put into that back. So obviously he's not paying a dime for anything. So he would get $0.00.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he says, you know what, baby, we need to move into a new house so we can have some new memories. And she goes, oh my God, I love you so much. We should do that right now. Oh my God. And he says, you know what? We should find the most expensive house. Oh, I agree. So let's go buy a $20 million house after we get married. And then I get half when we sell it. So the $20 million house or $10 million house, I get half community property. I get $5 million. The only reason they put it in an LLC is just for tax purposes or whatever.
Oh,
LLC,
okay.
Is just a limited liability corporation. And that's why. But the important thing of this is that they had a perfectly good house. Perfectly fine.
Yeah, totally.
He was happy to be there until, except for, you know, the gym that you burned down. Other than that, it was perfectly fine house, but he doesn't get any money from it.
Right.
So he's like, we got to wait till after we get married. All right, we're married. Let's go buy a new house. Now I get half. Let's go spend $50 million on a house. That way I get $25 million. But they didn't spend that much. But that shows to me right there, 100%, that they had to go buy a new house because he's already thinking down the road when they divorce.
So he's going to get half of that anyway, regardless. Even
he'll get half of the house.
So if they divorce and 10 years later she sells the house, he gets half.
Yeah.
NT, real
but
quick.
They wouldn't have.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, but they wouldn't have. If it was the house before, he would have got $0.00.
On Instagram, I think it was last week, she posted a video of her singing. So is she, you think, gearing up to get back into performing, making more money, you think? Or
the video was, I mean, I guess it's better than some of her other videos. I'm a Britney fan. I think that she should just stay home, though. I think she should just stay home and live her life, do her little Instagram dances, sing Baby One More Time the way she wants to sing Baby One More Time, which is fine. But that's not the Baby One More Time that people at a residency want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hear the original 1999 version that for some reason SiriusXM decides is a 2000s song. But I think that, yeah, she could go back. I don't think that she wants to. I mean, she likes to sing and do that. I think that what Britney would like to do is maybe a one night only kind of thing. But even a one night only would require her to practice and rehearse for several months.
Right.
And
is that what she
really wants to do? I don't think that she really wants to do that.
We are on with our celebrity insider, NT Lawyer, straight out of Hollyweird. Jamie Spears being deposed. What is it? He's being deposed, right? Is that the correct term?
It is the correct term.
At some point, will he see a courtroom?
He'll see a courtroom at some point. I mean, they're deposing him, and then they're going to find out what he has. I think it's more interesting. I think we already knew that he was shady. What I'm more interested in is his answers about, like, Lou Taylor, Britney's quote-unquote business manager, the one that still has a business relationship with all the Kardashians and Jenner,
right.
Still makes millions of dollars a year from them, and how they have never commented or mentioned or said anything about Britney Spears because of these financial entanglements they have with her. And then there's Lou Taylor's cult that she runs. So, and then we go back in time. Don't forget that Lou Taylor tried to put Lindsay Lohan into a conservatorship, really
right.
Convinced Dina to do it, and was going to happen. Lindsay Lohan was going to be in a conservatorship exactly like Britney. Dina was on board, and then Michael said, well, how much money am I going to get from this?
Yeah.
And they said, well, nothing. And then he said, well, then I'm not going to allow it. So if they had decided to give Michael some money, then Lindsay Lohan might still be in a conservatorship. So, you know, and pumping out movies for the benefit of Dina and Michael and Lou.
Wow.
So that's the thing that I'm more interested in. We already know that Jamie was skimming off the top, formed a whole bunch of companies to pay himself. What's the end result from all of this? Okay, Jamie, it looks like you stole $15 million from Britney. How much you got left? Well, nothing out there in my, you know, double wide.
Right, he lives in the driveway, right, in a trailer or something?
Yeah, he lives in a trailer, you know, and he's got no money. He just lives off, no money. He's got some money, but nothing that's going to be worth going after. I think at some point, Britney is like, you know, what does it really matter? And she's in a truce with her sister. After her sister went on Call Me Daddy, that podcast, and really kind of trashed Britney, they came to some kind of truce, and now neither of them speaks about the other. There was a post that Britney did on Instagram that lasted about 20 minutes that kind of said something bad about her sister, and that came down. So I'm assuming that they have some kind of truce between the two of them where they don't actually say anything about each other, because Jamie knows stuff, Britney knows stuff, so let's just, you know, keep that quiet. And at some point, I think the anger at her dad is going to disappear, and she's going to say, you know, I'm spending like $1 million on lawyer fees, and I'm never going to see any of that, and I just want to live my life and I'm never going to get revenge the way I imagine revenge. So I think that it'll kind of slowly fade away.
Auntie, straight out of Hollywood, what is your favorite Kardashian baby story this week? Because there are two.
My whole thing with the Kardashian babies is that it just proves my point that they refuse to have half siblings, right?
Yeah.
That no matter what, no matter how scummy the person is, no matter how bad they've, you know, done you wrong, that we don't want any half siblings, even though we have some of our own, and we just want to do this. And it's not necessarily because of Kendall and Kylie, the half siblings. I think it goes back to more of the Jenner half siblings, you know, your Brodies and stuff like that. And they just never felt really close to them, and they didn't really understand it. It's not like a Kylie and Kendall where they grew up with them, but it's just this obsession. I would rather be with this guy who cheated on me all the time, regardless of this timeline of, oh, well, you know, they decided to have the surrogate before she knew that Tristan was having a baby with another person or something. You know, I mean, but he had cheated on you multiple times, and I'm going to need to make an appointment, Tristan. You're going to have to come give some sperm in a cup. Can we do it now? That kind of thing. And don't forget that when Scott was with Sophia Richie and Courtney was with whoever she was with, they made time to hook up to see if Courtney could get pregnant. Like Sophia Richie said, I understand, you know, it's because they want to have another baby,
right,
and they don't want to have a half sibling. So both of them are in relationships and they still find time for each other. And I think that that's what Scott Disick, when Courtney got with Travis, it was like, oh, well, wait, I don't get to have sex with you anymore kind of thing. And here's my words. Courtney will not have a baby with Travis Barker. Will not. They could throw that storyline out there as much as they want, or we're looking at IVF. She will not have a baby with Travis Barker. And if she comes along and says that we're having a surrogate, I bet you money that the surrogate, the sperm came from Scott. They just don't want any half siblings. And it is so bizarre.
The whole storyline of Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson maybe having a baby together, that probably isn't true.
No. I mean, I know that Pete Davidson's like, oh, I've always wanted a child and
right,
all this kind of stuff. And I don't see it. And I mean, what they need to focus on right now, everybody in the Kardashians, is that I think I hope people are tiring of them. And, you know, they just keep throwing themselves on us. And, you know, this week we had Kylie going to Target to go shopping because of the fact that, you know, we knew that she had a 16-minute private jet flight.
Right.
And
that's right.
Oh, God.
Actually, sorry, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. Kim's was 16 minutes. Hers was 3. And I understand it's a positioning of planes. I don't for 1 second think that Kylie was on a plane from Camarillo to Van Nuys because of the fact that Camarillo is closer to Calabasas than Van Nuys. I think they were just moving the plane. But it doesn't change the fact that they moved the plane because she didn't want to drive 30 minutes. That's all it takes. From her house in Calabasas to Camarillo, California, is under 30 minutes. Even in the most harsh L.A. time of day, Calabasas is when you run out of L.A. traffic. I mean, you got Calabasas, and then you have Thousand Oaks, which is where Brittany lives. There is nothing, basically, between Thousand Oaks and, like, Camarillo. Nothing. Now, here's the thing. When you get to the other side of Camarillo, there's some traffic. But in between, there's nothing. So it's a 20-minute drive at most. And she's like, you know what? Put it in Van Nuys. There's more traffic. It'll take her longer from Calabasas to Van Nuys than it would to Camarillo. So I don't even understand it. And then Kim, I can't drive this 50 miles in Australia. Send the jet.
You know
Send
what?
Send the jet.
I think I understand what's going on here. Auntie, you sit in so much traffic that you resent these actions and you wish that you could fly in your commute.
Oh, no, I really don't.
You have the emotions of a man that's been sitting in traffic for most of his life.
I don't go anywhere where there's traffic. You know, I'm a true Los Angelino. Somebody goes, you want to go to Santa Monica? No, that's like 10 miles, dude. I'm not going over to Santa Monica. Do you want to meet me in the valley? No, I'm not going over that hill, man. No. Okay. I'm staying in my little 3 mile area. 3 miles. I'm not going west of the 405. You know, I sound like Cher from Clueless, but I'm not going west of the 405. I'm not going to downtown unless there's some team I really, really like playing at Staples Center, Crypto.com Arena.
Yeah.
I'm not going there. I'm not going over the hill, and I'm not going south of, say, like Venice Boulevard. I got everything I need. I got grocery stores. I got Target. I got bars. I don't need to go anywhere. I'm not going in any possible direction where I have to be in any kind of traffic.
Enti, are you one of the types that that report accidents in your area so no one uses your neighborhood as a shortcut on Waze?
No, I do not do that.
Well, I've heard that's a very Californian thing. People in certain neighborhoods will just report accidents all the time as a cluster, so no one will cut through their neighborhood because it says there's an accident.
No, I do not. I do not do that. There's this guy who ran this Twitter account that was super popular, and he and I are friends, and he doesn't do it anymore. But it was at LA Scanner, and you know, he just finally decided, because people would always ask him like, about accidents and what's going on with police and stuff. And he didn't want to do it anymore with people just constantly asking him questions and stuff. And I miss that account a lot because it was a lot of fun. And I wish that he still did that, but, yeah, I don't go anywhere. And Calabasas, for me to go to Calabasas, somebody would say, you know, I've got $1 million here. You want to come get it?
And a pizza. And a pizza.
I don't know.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, Calabasas Erewhon was so popular during the pandemic. There's an Erewhon much closer. There's one basically at the Grove, which is a very large outdoor shopping mall. And people are like, they were getting the photo taken in Calabasas Erewhon, which is a grocery store for elitists. And I was like, you guys are driving out to Calabasas just to get your photo taken? I mean, I guess it's a pandemic and you have nothing else to do, but that doesn't sound like a good day to me and at all.
It's the smoothies.
Yeah, I guess.
Enti Lawyer, our world famous celebrity insider, what you are known for, world famous for, your blinds. Do you have one for us?
We've been talking a long time.
We have. Sorry, Enti. It's been a while.
I guess you guys got it all built up from your vacation and everything. Gosh, I wish I could have a vacation. there is a former tweener / teen / singer actress turned, I don't know, at this point, we'll say A- list singer, has had battles with sobriety and is losing that battle right now.
Is it the obvious choice?
It is pretty much the obvious choice.
That sucks.
Is it the alien choice?
Like the one who's been abducted by aliens?
That's a reference. That's a reference that was like there for a second or two. But yeah.
That sucks.
That's terrible. Well, Enti, we want to thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to do it. Hopefully, you know, Katie's going to have the baby soon. You know, if she names it Enti, I'm not going to be opposed.
I did see that on her short list. So fingers crossed.
I heard that or Labatt's. So, no.
Kokanee is the other one.
Kokanee?
Yeah, Kokanee.
That's a smooth beer, isn't it?
You know what? We don't call it Blue Moon up here. I don't know if you know that. We call it Belgian Moon, so maybe it's Belgian Moon.
Okay, he has to go.
Oh, yeah. Enti, you have an excellent weekend.
You too, you guys.
Thanks,
talk to you later.
Enti.
Bye.
Bye.